energy to tolerate all this. Not even that, I'm telling you. You can overcome all the difficulties of your physical problem also.
Thank you.
I tell you some dear story. Even Gurudev Ranade is a devotee. A devotee. This disciple of Bhavasan Maharaj. It is fact. On those days, about say about 100 years back, he was suffering from tuberculosis. And on those days, it is incurable disease. And it's Gurudev's mother taken him to the Bhavasan Maharaj. And he was really surprised, out of meditation, that this is completely cured. Really, it is a miracle. Though it is not reality, it happened, it can be happened because you have tremendous power. What I have to tell principal men that you have got tremendous power, out of the tremendous power, anything can be happened. You will get courage to tolerate all these body-based concerns, body-based physical problems. Therefore, I am insisting, in the beginning stage, you have to devote some time for meditation. This is very basic. Only discussion is not sufficient. Now, ball in your court. It need not require any, say, conditions, any restrictions, what you are eating, what you are doing. Through meditation, you can identify yourself, dear sis. Basic is identification most important. All the concepts appear upon your presence. Yes, yes.
I'm finding the more quiet I get, and the quieter my mind and ego get, that my desire to be of service is the only thing that matters. It's just, money's not mattering, food's not mattering, just being, you know, of service to others is become a priority. Is that natural progress, or?
Whatever she's worth. Counting ourselves, measuring ourselves, body form.
Mm.
So many desires bound to be there.
Mm.
Expectations bound to be there, needs are bound to be there. So for which, after having strong devotion, meditation, all desires will be dissolved. Mm. You're even untouched with the world. What do we want exactly?
Mm-hmm.
In human life, what do we want? We want happiness, peacefulness, mm-hmm. tension-free life and fearless life. Particularly everybody having fear of the death. Whatever position. After knowing what is death, exactly what is death. In deep sleep you are fearing of death, deep sleep, oh, let me go alone. You want deep sleep. So like that, why to fear to death? There is no death at all. From the beginning, have you got any fear? So, to have fearless life, you have to undergo meditation. Meditation gives you some courage to face it. It is placing before your reality. And thereafter, I will tell you, meditation also illusion. Till you got spontaneous conviction, meditation must. And meditation will be spontaneous afterwards. That mantra is going on throughout the it creates vibration, it's reminding all the time. You are a Brahma, you are a Brahma, you are a Brahma. You're knocking the door all the time. Yes, you want any question? It is very simple. Yes.
Can you be specific about the meditation? When we do meditation, it's not like just closing the eye and concentrating, but we have to repeat the mantra. And another thing is, what kind of thinking we should have when we meditate?
Yes, it's a good question. A place before you, there is ultimate truth. Body is not your identity at all. I'm not body, I was not, I'm not going to remain body, it's a fact. Through meditation, through involvement, through devotion, you're reminding all the time yourself, let's say, you are not body at all. And after having continuous involvement and devotion, there will be spontaneous conviction. You see, for example, this body called man, you accept as a man, you're dreaming as a man. You're not saying, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. Some name is given. It can be said, this body called man, this body called woman. You accept it, reacting as it. So you're neither woman nor man, you're Brahman. You have to accept the reality. And for which you have to undergo the meditation. Through meditation, you forget body identity. You forget body with that. Concepts.
So yeah. Are we supposed to recite the mantra at the same time?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. You can recite the mantra all the time. When you're sitting for meditation, sit in that fashion, what I told that day. It initiates to you. I'm taking it again. Mantra, meditation require the beginning stage. Till you have got conviction. Till you remain untouched with the body-based knowledge, body-based concepts. Then all activity is spontaneous, untouched with the world. Though you are holding body, either man or woman, male or female, you are untouched with the world. No concern, you are living, but you are doing all activities. As if you are acting in some drama, as if you are acting in this dream. You are taking an ego, you say, I could do a good thing or a bad thing. There is no deed, no doer. No experience, no experiencer. Even if you can experience that I am Brahman also, it is illusion. Where everything ends, there you are. Everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. If at all you have to compare just like a sky, space. Space is everywhere. Does American sky different, Indian sky different? Sky is sky. So those who are holding this body, the spirit and space is one. There is no difference. When I'm talking with your ego, that I'm teaching something else. There's no difference at all. How we are prior to 100 years, just imagine nothing. We don't know. After 100 years, how will be? We don't know. Don't tell me that we are shapeless. There's no birth yet. Body is only mediator to identify yourself. It is very simple reality. It's a listener's reality. Not to run after miracles. Not to go anywhere. Everything within you. But we're not giving importance to ourselves, we're giving importance to something else. A spontaneous individual presence is having tremendous power. It's a master of master. And again I'm repeating, you dissolve all body knowledge, body based concept, you have to undergo the meditation. The beginning stage. Whatever experience appearing during the process of meditation, just ignore it. Good experience, bad experience. As I told, it is spiritual science, there are three types of experiences are there. Darshanam, you can see the God, and Goddess is your idol. Sparshanam, you touch also. And some symptom, tapas. It happens. It can be happened, but it's not its ultimate truth. So not to come across with such element which will distract you from the reality. Such element which may be come across a miraculous experience. Unpleasant experience. It happens. Where are those experiences prior to beingness? And after living body an experience remains? Nothing. Prior to beingness, you are unknown to yourself. After living body, you are unknown to yourself. And at present also. It's unknown, invisible identity, anonymous identity, an identity of identity. Thoughts are flowing. Not to struggle with the thoughts. Maybe good thought, bad thoughts. But struggling with the thoughts. Why these thoughts are coming? I'm meditating all the time. Some unpleasant atmosphere, the depressive thoughts are coming. Why it coming? Okay, you're experiencing depressive thoughts, bad thoughts, or good thoughts. The thoughts which are tolerable is a good thoughts. The thoughts which are not tolerable is bad thoughts. What is not tolerable? Body is not tolerable. Body with knowledge is not tolerable. When there was no body, no question of toleration. And after having conviction, I told that people say, how can I identify I'm realized or not? I got knowledge, I got, say, spiritual knowledge. How can I identify I'm realized or not? Some feeling will be there. This is as I told last time. The six stages are given by spiritual knowledge, spiritual science. The Kshama means forgive and forgetness. I'm giving the example of Jesus Christ, you know. When he was nailing his, what he said? Oh God, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Then Kshama means tolerance, patience. No irritation, no excitement. It happens spontaneously. Prior to knowledge, you are for sports, for matter, getting excited. No excitement. It's spontaneous tolerance, patience. I'll give you some example of this. In Maharashtra, this Saint Ekanath was there. He was very calm and quiet. Said. So one person said, I will make him irritated. Every day you go to Bhat to somebody near a river. After coming from that Bhat to the river, he spit on him. Calmly, he again gone to the river. Like that, he 40 times spit on him. Then he got irritated. And he bowed down to him. So what he says, because of you got holy bath for 40 times. This is patient tolerance. He called him and he asked him to come along with me for lunch with him. This exceptional silence will come. It happens spontaneously. And third thing is titiksha, I mean just to know the reality. Totally inharmonious devotion. And fourth thing that uparati means you remain untouched with the world. Whatever happened, whatever not happened, remain untouched with the world. You are holding human body, something good thing happens, bad thing happens, you are not concerned. That uparati called it. And devotion and complete faith. This happens after having strong devotion. And body is an opportunity for us. We have forgot identity. There's so many concepts. You are born, last birth, future birth, hell and heaven is there. Karma and dharma and so many things are there. Our identity wrapped up all these concepts. You have to break circle of these whole concepts. It's very simple. Not required to spend any single penny. And if you realize, make others realize, as Ramachandra Maharaj says, if you realize, spread our carpet, go on talking, share knowledge, drop chat, not to make commercialize it. Is for a good question?
So, 10 more minutes, last questions.
Yes, yes.
How do you increase your devotion? I mean, how does one get more devoted if you find you get distracted by the world and then you forget to meditate or you need to increase devotion?
You have to accept it. Reality plays before you. The reality of the invisible listener within you. When accepting totally, it is devotion. See, this body called woman. Are you asking, I am woman, I am woman, I am woman? Accept it. I say, you are Brahman, you are not accepting it. Oh, you are making fun of me. I am placing before you this reality. You are not accepting it. But if anybody gives some wrong words, you are immediately accepting it. You are immediately reacting. So it is now up to you. Reality plays before you, you have to accept it. You are not body, you are not body, you are not going to remain body, it's a fact. Who is holding this body? This is invisible listener story, reality. It's a Gauchi called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. It's not separate from you. You have got tremendous value, but you are not giving that value, you are underestimating yourself. Why to go here and there in search of any martyrs? Oh God bless me, oh God bless me, why? To say God, your presence is required, if not presence, who will talk about the God? Are you not a father of God? What is the concept? Okay, it's not. I'm not criticizing the God concept. If your presence is not, who talk about the God? How can you do God and Masters? The moment a spirit click with the body, you start identifying our entire world. The entire world project out of your presence. It's fact. And therefore I'm insisting to have this spontaneous conviction regarding your selfless self. You undergo the meditation. Meditation not sitting only, I'm again repeating it. Total involvement is required. Recite a mantra all the time. And you'll feel some miraculous experience within you. a piece of exceptional peacefulness. You remain unconcerned with the world things. Yes? You want to ask any question?
Oh, no, I was just...
There's no more questions? One question?
Yes, okay.
I just have a little technical question about this mantra japa.
Okay.
A person can do mantra japa while breathing in and breathing out.
Correct.
And also he can, which is a slow path, and he can also do the same mantra, same duration of time, 10 or 15 times. So which one is?
Why to 10 or 15 times? There is no limit of 10 or 15 times.
I mean, it's just...
You may continuously, it is your property, you can use your property, it's your property.
But then, if I take breath in and breath out, I can repeat more than one time.
See, when you are sitting for meditation, at that time, this principle is there. All the time you can recite mantra as it is. Be simple.
So if I can do fast, I can
No problem. I told you that when you are sitting for meditation, you are sitting as per the instruction given to you. Otherwise, all the time you can recite mantra as it is. Be normal. And even there is no hard and fast rule, I will tell you. See, beginning stage, just like some, when you are learning some language, you write A like this, B like this, C like this. When you're a student, after having some stages, you're no more a student, you're marked on that particular language.
You pray for my answer.
Yeah. So when you're sitting for meditation, you sit that fashion for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, it depends. And according to breathing, it will give you more effect, it will give you more absorption. But all the time you can recite mantra as it is, not concentrated breathing and all.
Oh.
And thereafter also, you need not require to sit like this also. Your meditation will be spontaneous within you. So without your knowledge, you need deep sleep, that meditation is going on inside. It's beginning stage, initial stage. But you have to do it. Be practical. As I told that this is an opportunity. It's body is an opportunity to identify yourself to yourself. Basically they are formless. This form is not going to remain constant. It is shapes and form. Yes, anybody have any question? Be free.
I have one. Does a certain type of diet help calm your mind? Like a sattvic diet, you know, vegetarian and not many spices?
Does a certain type of diet, food,
No question of diet. Diet is not distinction. It is unconcerned. Whatever physical requirement is there, it is unconcerned with reality.
Okay.
What you are eating, what you are doing, it is what you like to your feeding of this body, requirement of body, you do it. Whether you take a non-veg or veg, it is not concerned. How you are identifying yourself, that is most important. You know more body. What is the requirement of the body, you can have it. Whether you take the pure water, or you take the other water, it is your concern. There are so many concepts are there. That one you have to come out all of all the concepts, body-based concepts. But undergo the meditation. Yes.
So the yoga, the postures, is another body-based concept then?
Yoga. Yoga is good for health. But it helps you, but pranayama, I am doing it, pranayama is good. Some there are some yoga that say Padmasana also gives some good effect. Yoga is helping him. But you know ultimate truth. It helps you. Pranayama is a good part.
Maharaj, I just want to make sure I understand or elaborate a little bit more on what this gentleman had asked you. There's a lot of chaos and drama in my family during the course of the day, and I'm trying to repeat the mantra during all this drama, because in reality there's really nobody there.
Correct.
And I just want to understand, I don't have to focus on the in and the out breath while I'm repeating the mantra, while experiencing seeing the chaos and the drama that is going on. As long as I am aware and repeating the mantra, that's all I have to do. I don't have to be aware of the in and out breath at that time. I do take time to meditate by myself, but I'm talking about all the other time that all this is going on. Do I have to be aware of the in breath and the out breath during the course of the day when I'm not?
It's the only beginning stage only.
In the beginning stage, only.
Till you got conviction. Mm-hmm. Breathing and say, reciting mantra. Only beginning stage, initial stage.
Okay.
In ultimate stage, no, not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessary to recite mantra also. Mm-hmm. It happens spontaneously. What is a mantra? It is reminding you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to identify yourself. Where is that mantra brought to being? Any mantra was there when you come in the world? After leaving body, any mantra you remain? Mantra also concept. It is illusion.
There is no one there.
But to remove one illusion, you have to take the help of another illusion. Just like a thorn, you know, a thorn. To remove one thorn, you have to take the help of another thorn. Throwing both the thorns. But you have to do it at the initial stage. I'm taking the initial stage, beginning stage.
Maharaj, I do have one question.
Yes?
Now, I know you had said to stream that you pick one mantra and you rarely stick with it. What I'm finding is I'm drawn equally to two. The Nam mantra, because I received it from you, and also I am Brahman, Brahman I am. And I've been trying to settle on one. I'm doing one quite intensely for a week, and then I'm switching to the other one quite intensely for a week. And I can't settle. I mean, I've settled very much into doing mantra, but I feel pulled to one, and then I feel pulled to the other.
You've taken Nam mantra? No.
Mm-hmm.
She has taken Nam mantra from you, but she has been reciting, I am Brahman. Is there someone there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has been reciting, I am Brahman.
So not necessarily mantra. Water mantra given to you, that is that only.
I'm sorry, you said
what? Water mantra given to you, that you said that mantra only, not any other mantra.
Yeah.
The meaning of that mantra is, I am Brahman, Brahman, I am. So what is mantra given to you, that you said that mantra only.
It doesn't matter.
Not to confuse.
Yeah, it doesn't. I realize it doesn't matter which one, but there is this confusion because I feel drawn to one and then drawn to the other.
No, not necessarily. It is even simple mantra, what is mantra given to you, to say that mantra only, that is sufficient for you. But if it is not, if you find difficult, you can say the other mantra. But the mantra which is given to you, that you say that mantra, very simple mantra.
Yeah,
purpose of mantra is just to remind yourself.
Nam mantra is what the message is.
Okay.
Forget the other one.
Okay.
Nam mantra was given by Maharaj to
you.
Right,
so that's why I kind of been drawn to that one. But the other one, I guess maybe because it's in English, it seems to make more sense.
But Nam mantra is your mantra.
That's my mantra. Okay, thank you. Then I'll stick with that one. And thank you, John.
Yes, in a devotee.
Thank you everyone for coming.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There's some people, John, how many were there?
Yes, there are three.
Three?
Yes.
So if they can stay behind, then Maharaj will